You can always text us, too, using the Weaver Appliance text line, which, Michelle, a few people have this morning. There's, a few texts in there about some traffic backed up north of us on
right.
77, right?
Yeah, it's on I-77 between State Route 800 and U.S. Route 30. There are currently delays. The right lane is closed, and motorists should expect delays for quite some time.
Yikes. All right.
Be careful out there.
Yeah, if we find out anything else, we will certainly pass it along to you. I was just on Twitter again because, you know, everything happens on Twitter nowadays. And you put out a little traffic alert. That was you, right?
Yes.
Good stuff. Working hard we are this
right.
morning. Was Roseanne at it again? Will she just shut up already?
Oh, my God.
Will she just stop, Roseanne?
What'd she do now? Was it in the last hour?
Didn't she just say she was on Ambien, and that's the reason for her tweet? Roseanne Barr's new tweets.
No, she just said that?
She was on Ambien when she sent derogatory messages and claimed she was fired over ad boycott fears. So first she says she was on Ambien. That's her excuse. And then she was really fired because, you know, the company ABC was afraid that folks were going to boycott and they were going to lose money because of what came out of... Well, I wasn't going to say came out of her mouth. Came out of her thumbs through her phone or smart device and for all of us to see.
That's Ambien. Still no excuse.
Still, though, that's funnier than any joke she's told recently. If that's what she's going with, that's her story. Whatever. Listen, we are the furthest thing from being...
Politically correct?
That... Or famous, or celebrities, or whatever.
Oh,
okay?
You are so famous in T County.
That's crap right there. Bunch of crap.
Oh my God.
That's a bunch of crap. I'll tell you that.
I forgot about that.
How could I ever forget about that?
Oh, that's good.
But now we're in the same situation where we also, but like I said, we're nobodies, okay?
Right.
But we also have to be careful about maybe what we tweet or put out there on social media, because, you know, that could come back to us. It reflects mm-hmm. upon the station. There's never been an instance where I've tweeted or sent out anything through social media where that's come back upon me. But trust me, there's been a time or two where I've said a few things where I've been pulled into the main office over there. But listen, I know what I'm doing. I know how to toe that line. There's that line, right? There's that line.
There is a line.
And I get right up to that line sometimes. Well, then I back right off. But no, even us in the smallest sense of the form of whatever you want to call it, even we have to be careful about what we say.
Right.
And if our company feels like maybe what we say or tweet will affect dollars and the bottom line,
mm-hmm.
then they'll make a decision. Because, listen, we all know that's what it comes down to.
Absolutely.
In the end.
Plus, it's just decency, human decency. Don't be mean.
Don't be mean.
Don't be mean.
Famous quote from not only Taylor Swift, but now Michelle Spring.
Well, there's a quote that I read.
Why you gotta be so mean? Is that your theme song?
I thought it was Why You Gotta Be So Rude. Is that... Am I thinking of the wrong song?
No, it's Why You Gotta Be So Mean. It's this one right here. How could you forget?
Oh, I forgot about this song.
Yeah. Roseanne's theme song today.
No, I think it was, what's that coach's name? Ditka?
Mike Ditka.
He said something, people will forget what you said and what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ouch.
So it's just best to be nice.
People will forget what you said, what you did, your actions, but they'll never forget how you made them feel.
Right. And that's just something that's always stuck with me. So just make everyone feel loved.
Don't be mean, people. Be nice. You know, smile more. Who was that yesterday? Renee Dupal?
Oh, yeah, Renee.
Smile more.
So sweet.
All right, that's enough for that. Hey, you want to span the state of Ohio? Let's do that with some weird state news for you. Mentor on the Lake. You ever been there?
I have not.
That's east of Cleveland. It's like halfway in between Cleveland and the PA line. Police say a man was renovating his home, and when he was doing so, knocking down a few walls here and there, found a live grenade, pin still in it, and everything else. They say it was likely from World War II or the Korean War, but he had to call in the bomb squad. They removed it and safely detonated that bad boy. Now, the story goes on to read. It says, it's become more common for people to find explosives left behind after veterans from World War II or the Korean War that have died. What are these veterans doing holding on to old explosives? Just in case I need them, I'm going to hold on to that grenade. No, honey, don't put my grenade in the garage sale. Might need it one day.
Is there like a lifespan on that? Do they?
Apparently not. This thing was, they don't know exactly how far back this grenade goes, but the pin's still in it, ready to go.
That's so scary.
This dude's knocking down walls in his home. You want to knock down a wall, no easier way to do so than grab yourself a grenade and go at it.
That's terrifying. What if it like fell off of a shelf or something and that thing came out?
Honey, don't put my grenade in that yard sale. You haven't marked it a dollar?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, this one from Clark County. Clark County's in between Columbus and Cincinnati there. Man in Clark County doing some weeding, right? We've all been there.
Yeah.
Got to do some yard work. You got to bust out the weed whacker, that kind of thing. This guy decided to go about it a different way. He tried to kill his weeds around his garage with a blowtorch. That's not the way to do it, folks. Not the way to get it done. Of course, the idiot then set his garage on fire. Had to call the fire department. Call the fire department! This one's out of control. they do make weed whackers, buddy.
Oh my gosh.
But he burned up his whole garage. And no injuries, though, except for his pride.
Who just has a blowtorch just hanging around their house?
Same people who keep World War II or Korean War grenades there, Michelle, I guess. those same kind of people.
Hoarders.
Oh, man, I'm out of weed whacker string. What do I do now? I know. Grab the blowtorch.
I don't know why I find that so funny.
I don't know. But there you go. There's always, whenever we span the good old Buckeye State, there's always good stuff out there. You just have to dig for it.
Only in Ohio.
You never know what you may find. Be careful. You never know what you may find in your home. Bombs, flamethrowers, whatever the case may be.
He really must hate doing yard work.
Yeah, listen, I know, I realized when I became an adult, okay, this is my I'm an adult now moment, okay? Because I told you the story about how my mother, every year for my birthday, would buy me what? What would she used to buy me? It was video game themed.
The latest
Madden, right? Right. I'm glad you pay attention to my life. I pay attention to yours.
Oh, yeah, sure.
When's your birthday again? It's coming up, right?
It's in like 11 days.
See, I pay attention to your birthday and your life. So I realized I became an adult. I was living in Texas. My mom came down to visit me. She did not get me the latest EA Sports Madden football game for my PlayStation. No, no, no. I was now an adult. She got me a weed whacker. And I go, Mom, what the? I looked in the box. I go, Mom, where's Madden?
What do I do with this thing?
What is this? I put gasoline in this, and this spins around. It does what?
Wait, they require gas? I thought that you just plugged in.
Some are gasoline-powered. Some are electric. I actually have two. One gas-powered, one electric. The gasoline-powered one, it breaks all the time, and I'm always having to fix it.
Yeah.
And I want to take my flamethrower that I have and just set that on fire.
I tried to, what do you call it, weed whack once.
Yes, but that's the one I prefer, yeah.
The device is so large.
Yes.
It's bigger. It's almost as big as I am. So it was a sight to see.
I know what you mean.
I didn't get very far.
I know what you mean, handling those large devices.
You're on two for the day, by the way.
That's only two.
Yeah.
Gosh, and yesterday was what?
Five.
I have some work to do.